Okay, as promised, we're going to turn now to our feature tonight on Rashid Ali, jazz drummer great, kind of came into prominence when he began playing with John Coltrane in the mid-60s, and died, I believe, in 2009 at the age of 76. He started his own jazz label called Survival Records in 1973. And continued that up until the last years of his life. Performed and recorded with all different types of musicians and players. And I'm not going to really go at this in chronological order. Just thought I'd play some different cuts with different ensembles that he was a part of. I think I might be wrong, but I believe the thing he's most well known for is the duet he did with John Coltrane, Interstellar Space, which is a highly regarded recording of Coltrane and Rashid Ali, and it's probably the most free Coltrane soloing on any album. It's really, really a great record. And to quote John Coltrane here, to talk about Rashid Ali, and I think this really sums up Rashid Ali really well. The more I've listened to him, the more I feel like I understand him, you know, to what degree that I do. This really sinks in even more through the years. So this is a quote, John Coltrane. The key reason for the presence of Rashid Ali in the group is his contribution toward the totality of improvisation. The way he plays allows the soloist maximum freedom. I can really choose just about any direction at any time in the confidence that it will be compatible with what he's doing. You see, he's laying down multi-directional rhythms all the time. To me, he is definitely one of the great drummers. And the thing that really sinks in with me is Coltrane, his music was always pretty fairly structured, and you know, he would work, you know, expand a concept, you know, with harmonies and things and take it to like an infinite type of level. But in this particular record, you can really hear the freedom in Coltrane's playing, and you don't get the sense that Rashid Ali is directing it, but he's totally a part of this music in a really great sense. The more times through the years that I listen to this, the more I enjoy it. And so we're going to just play one cut from this piece called Saturn. John Coltrane, Rashid Ali, Interstellar Space.
Thank you.
Music from Azar Lawrence with our feature artist tonight, Rashid Ali on drums. That was relatively new. It was recorded in 2009. I believe that's the year that Rashid Ali passed away. Really a great Azar Lawrence record. If you're not familiar with him, he played with McCoy Tyner for quite a few years in the 1970s on a couple of his classic albums. Enlightenment is one in particular that he's a standout on. He was on tenor, Eddie Henderson, trumpet, Gerald Hayes on alto, Benito Gonzalez, piano, Essiet on bass. He played bass with Abdullah Ibrahim for quite a few years, Rashid Ali on drums. Tune called Summer Solstice from the album Azar Lawrence, Mystic Journey. And the whole album is outstanding. All right, we're going to continue with a couple of tracks here. Actually, we opened up with Interstellar Space, Coltrane, Rashid Ali duet. We're going to continue with a couple of Rashid Ali's first recordings that he's known for. And this might be the first major recording he was on. It's Archie Shepp, On This Night, recorded in 1965, just before he joined Coltrane. And then we're going to hear Marion Brown group that he's on too. The Marion Brown record has Alan Shorter on trumpet, Wayne's brother, Benny Maupin tenor, Ronnie Boykins from Sun Ra on bass, Reggie Johnson bass, Rashid Ali drums, really a nice band. That'll follow this Archie Shepp. This one has Archie on tenor saxophone, Christine Spencer, she's not on this cut, Bobby Hutcherson vibes, Henry Grimes bass, Rashid Ali on drums, and Ed Blackwell's on rhythm logs. We're going to hear The Mac Man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Marion Brown, from his first album on the ESP label. That was recorded in 1965, a sextet tune called Mephistopheles, and Marion Brown was on alto. Alan Shorter, Wayne Shorter's brother, on trumpet, one of his few recording appearances. Benny Maupin, tenor. Ronnie Boykins, bass. Reggie Johnson, bass. Our feature artist tonight, Rashid Ali on drums. Had a nice solo on that. Open that set up with Archie Shepp, the Mac Man, from the album On This Night. And we're at 14 minutes in front of the hour. Rashid Ali, our feature artist tonight. And up next, we're going to turn to first album that Rashid Ali put out on his Survival label. So it's a duet with tenor saxophonist Frank Lowe called Duo Exchange. This came out in 73. It's pretty much, one continuous performance. They switch instruments in a couple of places, and I use those as like marker delineating the pieces, if you will. So this one is the wrap-up of the Duo Exchange piece, which is about a 40-minute piece. And we're going to hear part four. And in this section, Frank Lowe plays flute, Japanese flute. And I've got, I think, about every Frank Lowe record, and into him quite a bit. And I can't think of any other record he plays anything but tenor saxophone on. So that's kind of unique. Partly why I chose this piece. Rashid Ali's on drums, Frank Lowe on some percussion and flute. Duo Exchange. Thank you. This is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. We just heard Duo Exchange Part 4, Frank Lowe, Rashid Ali, and kind of a, most of it's tenor saxophone and drum duet, but that section wraps it up as a little unique, but that's partly why I wanted to play that particular part of it. So Rashid Ali, our feature artist tonight, we'll be back with the final hour of Destination Out, and exploring some other things that he recorded.